Welcome to Technovation, a weekly conversation with people who are shaping the technology landscape. I'm Peter High, president of Meta Strategy, advisor to technology executives, Forbes columnist, book author, and your host. Each episode of Technovation features insights from top executives and thought leaders at the intersection of business, technology, and innovation. If you like what you hear, we'd be grateful if you give us a rating on iTunes or through whatever other source you use for podcasts. And please subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Thank you.
My guest this week is Mike Ellis. Mike is the Chief Customer and Digital Officer of Johnson Controls, a producer of fire, HVAC, and security equipment for buildings that has over $31 billion in annual revenue. Through his dual role, Mike is responsible for shaping customer experience as well as driving the digital innovation that is the cornerstone of its business. Prior to joining Johnson Controls, Mike held positions including Global Managing Director of Accenture Digital, Chief Executive Officer of ForgeRock, and Global Vice President in SAP AG. In this interview, Mike discusses his experience joining the company after the recent merger with Tyco, the digital agenda that drives innovation across Johnson Controls' multiple businesses, and his role as Chief Customer and Digital Officer. We also discuss the importance of the different customer personas that he must be aware of and attuned to, the importance of internal partnerships and the capabilities that drive innovation in business, specifically data edge capabilities, smart edge, the Internet of Things, and artificial intelligence and machine learning. We end the interview with Mike's outlook on the growing importance of AI and ML. Mike Ellis, welcome to Technovation. It's great to speak with you today.
Peter, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Likewise, thank you. So Mike, you have been with Johnson Controls for about 4 months now, as we speak at least. You were the Executive Vice President, Chief Customer and Chief Digital Officer of the organization. And I wonder actually if you could talk a little bit about the company you joined. It's a company of great scale and consequence. It's also a company of a few years prior to your joining that had grown tremendously through acquisition, a prominent acquisition, for example, in 2016 of Johnson Controls and with Tyco. And I wonder if you could talk a bit about, as I say, the company you joined, what you found as you embarked on this journey with Johnson Controls.
Yeah, certainly, Peter. And actually, it's one of the most exciting parts of the story. You know, if you think about Johnson Controls, certainly the company over the years has grown by acquisition, and certainly the merger with Tyco is a major key element of that history. And what you're seeing today, over the last couple of years especially, is that Johnson Controls has really framed up what that profile of the company is for the future. And that focus is really resonating around being a pure play intelligent buildings company. So, you know, the company was comprised of other assets along this journey of M&A and building out the company in a broad sense over the last, you know, 10, 15 years. In the last couple, especially, we have in many ways moved away from some of those assets and sold some of those companies off to really result in a, as I said earlier, a pure play buildings intelligent company. And the greatness of that and the real interesting part of that is the focus. And so today, if you stand back and look at what Johnson Controls stands for, it is providing the most compelling intelligent building customer value in the world. And in fact, because we're solely focused that way, we are the largest intelligent buildings company in the world. Along those same lines, and interesting for me because of what I do for the company, if you think around the lines of businesses that now comprise Johnson Controls, so it's in fire and security and HVAC and controls, all of those elements that really help operate a building securely and with comfort and all in energy efficiency. All of those elements also comprise some really amazing, interesting technologies. And you know, along those lines, I would postulate that we're probably not only the largest intelligent buildings company in the world, but also the company that has the most intelligent sensors in buildings throughout the world as well, because of that proliferation of technology and capabilities over the years that informed those businesses. So really, really exciting time for Johnson Controls. I'm super excited about being here because of the journey that we're on in that continued life cycle of infusing great new technologies into those businesses, all towards that one mission critical focus of the intelligent building, if you will.
And I mentioned at the outset, Mike, that you were the executive vice president, chief customer and digital officer, a new role for the company that you assumed. And I wonder if you could talk a bit about your purview and the two sides of that role.
Yeah. So, it is a very interesting grouping of title, but it makes all the sense in the world when you consider the journey we're on around engagement with the customer on one side and driving innovation for that customer. In terms of operating and outcomes and results, and also the other side of that title, the chief digital officer, which is how do you actually create the innovations that are relevant and drive super high value for that customer and that journey for that customer. And so the combining of those two roles really is a great mixture of how that comes together. Really customer strength around relevance, around customer value and outcomes, coupled with the latest in technologies to serve that mission and deploying those technologies across the company, not as a silo around digital technology, but rather the infusing of great technology that's the cornerstone of all of those businesses that make up Johnson Controls, and continuing to accelerate that journey and lifecycle of those technologies for that customer mission. So it's a really interesting and unique titling, if you will, but makes all the sense in the world in terms of the responsibilities and the outcomes that we're looking for in terms of the company.
And I can imagine, as you were describing the company as it is, that you're a pure play intelligent buildings company. You have some of the greatest number of intelligence sensors of any organization as a result of what you do. That translation back into digital innovation and digital opportunity certainly makes a lot of sense. But I wonder if you could talk a bit about, now that you have about a third of a year under your belt and no doubt have begun to craft your strategy, what areas of opportunity do you foresee? And I'd be, I guess, the more general question as well, the application of digital as that broad topic in an organization like yours.
Yeah. So great question. And I think it resonates with the businesses that comprise what Johnson Controls delivers for customers. So as I mentioned early in this discussion, that we are made up of a securities business, a fire business, an HVAC business around all the technology that creates comfort and energy efficiency in a building, and our controls business, along with a digital agenda that drives innovation across those four. The uniqueness of it is that our ability, because of the depth of assets and resources and know-how, domain knowledge that we have around intelligent buildings, we can really create a very amazing, efficient environment for building owners that are trying to operate the most compelling, interesting experiences for tenants. But we can also create amazing experiences for the tenants themselves, the actual customers that are working or living in those buildings. And so the coming together of all of those technologies that fulfill that set of visions for those businesses that inform that journey of customer outcomes in fire, security, HVAC, and controls and digital really drives a uniform, unique, common platform of value for the client, in a very large scale way. So we can serve not only small customers and mid-sized companies, but also the most complex large enterprise plays that are out there, including huge campuses, and provide a uniform set of value delivery capabilities along with the technology to deliver that at scale like no other company in the world. And so that is kind of almost the cornerstone of our strategy, if you think about it. It is to provide the best efficiency, best sustainability for buildings, while also creating and driving forward amazing customer experiences for both our owners that own the buildings that are our customers, but also the customers of theirs that happen to be the actual people inside the building that are using our services and capabilities. So it's the coming together, if you will, of all of those capabilities that serve a building that make us very, very unique. And technology is a key element of that. It's almost, in a way, the unifying element, because some of the core elements of that data, edge capabilities, so smart edge, IoT, if you will, AI and machine learning to operate a building more efficiently and more intelligently, the sharing of common systems that are both on the premise of the building, but also in the cloud in terms of running those buildings efficiently. Technology becomes an enabler across all of those capabilities to make that the most scaled and efficient and capable and intelligently aware experience for those customers of ours. So it's almost an enabling, unifying element to all of our businesses coming together in a great way.
That's interesting. And I really like the way you framed the multiple constituents as you look outside the company, both those whose buildings you are providing products to and services to, but also their customers ultimately, and being cognizant of those different layers to ensure that you're doing things correctly. I know another constituent group that you serve is the JCI, the Johnson Controls operation itself. And I wonder if you could talk a bit about the application of digital technology, digital innovation inside the company as well.
Yeah, so interestingly, we are truly a partnership that is between our internal IT organization, information technology organization, as well as our externally facing product development organizations and customer organizations. And so it's not overly unique, although in our case, it's a very great positive relationship where internal operations and IT are a strong supporting element of all of those systems that we deliver to clients, and a supporting element to the development of those product sets. So from the IT side, I would call it a very collaborative tight partnership. Also internal, though, is the development of products that our customers use. And so the internal, let's call it manufacturing and product design and in the use of technology across those product sets that we're developing, and certainly the joint work that I do with our president of products, Jeff Williams, is also extremely collaborative around the infusion of technology at the forefront of all of the elements of the products that we develop in the company, which actually informs and enables that earlier story I talked about of this combined, integrated, broad set of capabilities that we offer as an intelligent buildings company. So it's very important to us that we have a 360-degree view of the, if you want to call it the back office systems, the internal platforms, and operating capabilities that also fulfill and help us operate as a world-class company on the front end, meaning the customer-facing side. And that partnership is critical to how we operate as a company, and frankly, serving our customers better. It's a very exciting part of the journey, if you will. And I would call mission critical in terms of how we run the company from the standpoint of great technologies internal, but also great technologies external in terms of how we serve our businesses.
Very interesting. You highlight partnership with product, for example. I can only imagine that yours is the kind of role that is among the most partnered across, the most networked across the enterprise, as there are probably aspects of digital that touch almost every part of the company. And I wonder, again, you're still relatively early in your tenure, the way in which you partner with your peers as executives across the organization and their teams to draw out ideas of substance, and as opposed to, for instance, being an independent entity in a silo, operating with your own purview, independent or operating in parallel with the rest of the organization. Talk a bit about that collaboration.
Yeah, no, I love this topic, by the way. And the important part of this is really the way you framed it. Number one, you don't want to operate as a silo for digital technology or innovation, because you can't then execute at scale. And our benefit in this collaboration, this partnership across the company, including all of R&D for each of the business units, including product development and design, Certainly, technology is core to all of those normal product management and product planning exercises. And so to achieve scale, you know, the number one on our agenda is that partnership and collaboration and co-innovation around using technology and all those things I mentioned earlier, AI and machine learning and edge-based technologies and cloud-based infrastructure and capabilities to deliver that really unique opportunity of cross-building, intelligent building functionality that no other vendor can really answer. And so without that collaboration and tight partnership, we would not be able to exercise that scale for a company of our size. And so it's extraordinary, actually, the level of collaboration that we're driving forward right now. And frankly, a really attractive part of my role, because we get to act as catalysts and accelerants in the great work that those teams are already doing.
Very interesting. I also wanted to ask you a bit about the team. I mentioned earlier that yours is a new role within the organization. How have you staffed up the team around you? I can only imagine it's probably some combination of drawing in resources that were already there that predated your time with Johnson Controls, while also looking outside the company to staff it up. Talk a bit about the way in which you've done so.
Yeah, so, luckily, Johnson Controls and digital innovation is not a new topic for us. And so I have had the luck of coming into a situation where there are great digital assets, not only that are within my own direct organization, but throughout the company. And our use of those assets that are highly aware and proficient in new technology areas like AI and IoT and other areas like that is core to let's call it the life cycle and roadmap the company's experienced over the last few years. So I come into this with a really wonderful situation where there are great people assets and also great products and roadmaps that are in development. And so it's been my joy actually to be able to navigate throughout the firm and meet a lot of the people and the culture. And certainly, interestingly, Johnson Controls is truly a global culture in terms of how the company operates and develops software and technology, almost in every corner of the world, and how we think about, exercising that global footprint to do so not only efficiently, but also with great technologies that inform that journey that are specific to those regions as well. So it's, long story short, Peter, it's been amazing in the first 4 months of this navigating the firm. And I'm very lucky, actually, that the assets that are informing the group are here and well in order and operating at great scale.
You've had quite an interesting journey in your own career. Prior to your time at Johnson Controls, you were a global managing director at Accenture Digital. You've been a CEO multiple times over, most recently at ForgeRock, global provider of digital identity solutions. As you come to a role like this, you have quite a bailiwick when it comes to experiences that you've had, running P&Ls, running entire companies, being an influencer and a problem solver within the context of a consultancy. Can you talk a bit about how you draw upon the various weapons in your arsenal that come from your varied experiences into this role?
Sure. No, it's a great question. And frankly, it's one of the things that attracted me to this role is the breadth of the experiences that are required. You know, working closely with our entire executive committee and our CEO, everyone is highly engaged in this agenda of leading technology and intelligent buildings in the market. And, from my past, as you put it, the multiple CEO roles, as well as working for large technology and software companies, it is really the amalgamation of a number of different learnings and experiences that I've had over my career that come to play in helping to, really drive forward the muscle that JCI has already built. I couldn't be more thrilled, and having lived my career in many great companies like Apple and others Oracle, as well as you put it, some of the small startups that I was CEO of. I've met a lot of different organizations and cultures. And what's most important on that journey is being able to stretch that culture and drive forward innovation with customer value at the front end of that that value proposition. And one of the things I've learned over my career, it is this mix of that optic and goal of customer excellence that is driven underneath by innovation around how you engage with the customer, both from a sales and services perspective, how you build products from a software and hardware and technology perspective, and how you also build a people culture that is resonant around not only respect and diversity, but also just amazing innovation and growth culture, a performance culture. And so I've had the luxury in my career of having many experiences of that, you know, at big companies, I said, as well as leading that culture in smaller companies, and am applying some of those same skills here at Johnson Controls, and thrilled actually because the culture already exists today at Johnson Controls around being a highly customer relevant, customer focused, high value, innovative people culture already, and so. You know, it's more of the same for me. I'll put it that way in terms of being able to deliver against that and work with George and the rest of the EC, our executive committee, on making that, you know, a high priority on our growth agenda.
That's excellent. I also wanted to ask you, Mike, about trends that particularly excite you. We've talked about a number of those trends already, but wanted to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit further about others that might be rising on your own roadmap.
You know, there are no surprises there, although there might be one or two for your listeners. The AI, artificial intelligence, machine learning component is big. And certainly we have a big commitment to that. We're already delivering solutions that have artificial intelligence embedded in them for efficiency and learning, you know, creating faster responses to processes and maintainability of products and solutions. And certainly, at the most important outcome, true differentiation around outcomes for our customers. And so AI ML is really important. Part of that that same trend is AI at the device and chipset level, so down at the edge. And I'm a firm believer that AI and compute at that edge will become and continue to become a super high important element of our business, but future trends as well. And so I know there's quite a few CEOs out there that are saying the same in terms of the trend of compute at the edge being extremely important. For us, it's almost, think of it like the analogy of a connected vehicle. So there's certain things that you know the vehicle has to do with the devices at the edge there in the car. And that they need to be autonomous in terms of their operation for safety and security and all those other things of a car operating. It can't go to the cloud all the time, as an example. And similarly, you can think of intelligent buildings in a similar fashion, that you need to be able to operate a building at scale, at pace, for all those elements that are mission critical to running a building. And so compute at the edge will be an amazing trend that will continue and drive forward for us. And certainly AI is an element of that as well. I think the continued innovation around cloud applications and infrastructure and the integration of a multi-tiered architecture is important to us for that same reason. So understanding what applications and intelligence and data can reside at that device level or edge, and permeate into on-prem applications, which are important for that same reason of autonomous buildings, if you will. But then also to continue to optimize with capabilities in the cloud and opportunities of driving innovation forward there. So, you know, all really key to us. And I guess maybe the last thing I'll mention is Because we talked about this trend earlier around who is your customer, and certainly building owners and companies that run buildings are part of our customer landscape. But importantly, the customer themselves inside the building is a focus for us. And in many ways, like many industries, and you've heard other folks talk about this trend, in a very big way, our focus is B2C, which might surprise you or your listeners. But B2C meaning what's really important to us is that experience in the building, and that the customers of our customers are really important to us, and that their security, privacy, comfort are extraordinarily in top tier for us in terms of value delivery, because we know those building owners will be served better if we can do and provide outcomes that are extraordinary at that level. So that's a trend for us that's really important, that you'll see in other industrials, that you know the world isn't just around B2B, it's also around B2C, and that end user of the product that really drives forward innovation. And so that's key to us as well.
Well, Mike Ellis, thank you so much for joining me on Technovation today, sharing a bit about your career, certainly the application of your great insights at Johnson Controls, and a bit about the journey forward. It's been a great conversation.
Peter, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much, and thank you for the interest.
Wonderful.
Thanks for tuning in. Please join me next week when my guest will be Julie Ragland, the Chief Information Officer of Navistar.